Most of the time, when authorities issue search warrants to Google for information, Google complies. It hands over emails, location history, search data. It has all kinds of information about you. So how will Google respond when authorities ask for details about people seeking abortions in places where it's now illegal? NPR tech reporter Bobby Allen reports.
When police are trying to solve a crime, they often turn to Google for help. If you're using a Google app on your phone with location history enabled, here's what you need to know. Google is logging your phone's position about every 2 minutes. It stores it in a big database in the cloud. It also holds on to everyone's Google search histories. In the first half of last year, law enforcement sent the company more than 50,000 subpoena, search warrants, and other type of legal requests to turn this data into criminal investigations.
Google is increasingly the cornerstone of American policing.
That's Albert Fox Kahn. He's a lawyer who runs the group Surveillance Technology Oversight Project. He says there are two types of search techniques that are particularly troubling. One, police are able to obtain every person who has entered a certain location. That's called a geofence warrant. And two, authorities can get a list of every person who has, say, Googled an address in the past 2 weeks, something called a keyword search warrant.
This is the equivalent of going to a library and then trying to search every person who checked out a specific book.
It's not clear whether state authorities will try to prosecute people who seek abortions, but in other types of cases, Google is handing over information about where people have traveled and what they've searched for.
It is so chilling. It is so broad. It is so contrary to our civil rights, and yet because Google has so much of our data, is just a ticking time bomb for pregnant people.
Kahn says these keyword searches are so broad, they violate the Fourth Amendment's ban on unreasonable searches. But courts are still catching up to the technology. In Denver, police used the controversial tactic to find a suspect in an arson case that left five dead. Authorities obtained from Google who had searched for the address of a home that was set ablaze and made an arrest. Jennifer Lynch with the Electronic Frontier Foundation says such searches are fishing expeditions that can implicate innocent people.
They haven't really been tested. It's still a relatively new search technique, and we're just now seeing judges deal with them.
In a statement, Google says if a data request from authorities is overly broad, it challenges it. But Lynch points out that at least when it comes to broad searches of Google histories, the company is largely giving authorities what they want.
This is especially concerning because Google doesn't appear to be pushing back on these kinds of searches.
Google has in recent days committed to deleting location data showing when people visit an abortion provider. Inside Google, some workers are concerned that isn't enough. Ashok Shanwandi is a Google engineer and a member of the Alphabet Workers Union.
They're really looking for these short, punchy press releases that get this like breathless, wow, Google is doing such good things, or Alphabet is doing such good things, coverage in the tech media. But then, like, really aren't actually substantial.
Shanwandi says what would be substantial is if Google committed to figuring out all the ways law enforcement can get information on people seeking abortions.
And then make it so that the data that could get people charged or fined or thrown in jail or whatever for seeking out healthcare is not a thing that the company has to give to law enforcement.
Google's own statistics show that it produces data for authorities about 80% of the time it receives requests. Bobby Allen, NPR News.